What's in Achruz Rav Kana, that Rav Chelboy Boyish, he told everybody, made an announcement that you should everybody should know, Rav Chelboy is Chol of the Ram, says, it means he's sick. What happened was, Laika the Kasi, nobody came to visit Rav Chelboy, he was still home alone. Is Omalahu. So now Rav Chelboy says, Rav Kana got angry and said like this, Omalahu. Didn't the story once happen that a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Shechola got sick and Lanichnas Ruchachom and Lavakri? It happened at that time that one of the Talmidim that was sick, nobody went to be Lavakachol him. Nobody went into him. But Venichnas Rabbi Kiva Lavakri, Rabbi Akiva himself went to be Lavakachol this Talmud. Like we learned before, even a Gadol has to go to a Katan. And because that Rabbi Kiva cleaned the floor, Kibdoi was mechavra, put things in place. For Rivtsoi, washed the floor. Rivtsoi usually means you throw down water, you sprinkle water on the floor. Like it used to be, Yechvei's mud there, dust. So to get the dust down, you would sprinkle water there to keep the dust down. The Kitzer, he made the room looking nice and he cleaned the room for him. And that gives the Chel a lot of nachas ruach. You feel much better, much calm, if the room is clean. So Rabbi Kiva went there and Mamish cleaned the room for him. And Choya, that made the person get well, he lived because of that. Omalei, and the person, the Talmud even said back to Rabbi Kiva, you know, Rebbe, Hechi Yisoni, you know, the fact you came to me, you kept me alive. In other words, you gave me this Nachas Ruach, it made me feel good by the fact that you cleaned the room and made it look nice, and that gave me the courage to live. So from this, Yotzer Rabbi Kiva V'dorosh, Rabbi Kiva right away went out of the room and made a drasha, spoke to everybody and said that komi shein mevake cholim, whoever does not go visit a person that's sick is kilo shevach damim. It's like you're causing him to die. Now kiyosi rav dimi came. He said like this: somar kol mevake resa chola garam lo sheyichla. Whoever is mevake the chola, you cause him to live. Somebody does not go to Mavaka Chayla, you're going to cause him to die. Of course, like Rabbi Kiva is saying, in other words, by not going, so you're not helping him, that may cause him to die. So now Gemara explains, my Gorma, what do you mean you're causing him to die? Or you're also causing him to live? Elaim, if you want to tell me the pshat is that, kol ha-mavaka resa chayla, mavaka shalav rachmin. That whoever goes to Mivaka Chayla, Master of this Gemara here, that's brought on Halacha, that part of the mitzvah of Vika Chaylim is to daven for the person. Not just go to talk and tell him over all your news, but you're supposed to daven for him also. So daven for him right in front of him, that's the best thing to do. But part of the mitzvah is to daven for him. So if you want to tell me, what do you mean you gurm him to live? That you daven for him? V'chol shein Mivaka Shesha Chayla. Whoever is not Mivaka the Chayla. What does that mean? No. Ilay mekol mevaka zechel mevaka shalav rachmin sheyichlia v'chol shein mevaka zechelo mevaka shalav rachmin sheyomus. That it means to say that people that don't go be mevaka zechelo. What does that mean? You don't go. That you go down for the person to die. For the Gemara, why? Who are like sheyomus like a bicycle? What kind of swear is that? Even though you don't go to the mevaka zechelo, but who says you're so bad that you go down for the guy to die? You go down that he should die. So what do you mean that you're causing him to die? Ella means like this: Kol shein mevake chayla and mevake shalav rachamim loyshe yichiv loyshe yomis. Means if you don't go to mevake chayla, you're not doing something good because you're not going to daven for him either to live or else to die. But if you do go to mevake chayla, mashav in this gemara that sometimes or most times you daven for him to live. But there is a case that by going there, you're supposed to daven that he should die. That's as much of this Gemara. That's what the top ran says, for the top ran on the left. This is what the Gemara means to say. That pomim sometimes, sometimes if you go to Mavaka Chayla, you're supposed to daven to Hashem that he should die already. Kegoin, you have a person that's mamish sick and there's no hope for him, and the doctor says he's dying and he has a lot of tsar right now. There's such an idiot that from the back of chila the daven to Hashem he should die. The Ram brings a ray for this because I mean the parakanoisa. The chiv on the chaz the yamta the rebbe. There it says the rebbe right before he was nifta that day that all the tamid chum were davening to Hashem he should live.
But the maid in the house, when she saw Rebbe, the oil comes dim the base of kisei, the yanach tefillin become its dire. She saw that when the last day he was going to the kisei, taking off his tefillin, putting it on. He had a lot of pain with that. Omra, she said, ye rotsan, she yechayfu al yoinim as a tachtoinim. Halavai that they'll yoinim in Shemayim, they should take Rebbe already. Kolayma delaymas Rebbe. Shemachi koma, so mashma, there is such an Indian like that. If the person is mamash yechayfu mesukin, and he's in terrible pain right now, and there's no hope for him, and just the pain's going to last, then there's no Indian to daven, he should live, other rabba. Sometimes an Indian should daven, he should die. So therefore, the Rambam learns from the Gemara like this. Shemachi koma, when you do visit him, your tefillah helps. Because if you daven that he should live, then your tefillah helps much more. Not only does this tefillah help to keep him alive, there are certain cases the person is better off to be dead than to go through this pain, even this little bit you're not helping him, because if you would be there, maybe you would daven for him to die. The Maisa, we don't do this. The Maisa, we command never daven a person to die. The Kopon, there is such an Indian like this. Right. Right, the Rava, Yoyma Kadmo de Cholish Omar. Rava, the first day he got sick, he said like this. Omar Lohoin, Loitiglul Yinish. Don't tell people that I'm sick the first day. That he shouldn't get worse, he shouldn't get a bad mazalai. When people are going to find out about it, it's going to be a bad mazal for me. So the first day he figured like maybe I'll get up in one day, it'll go away. So he didn't want his mazal to become bad, he didn't want anybody to know about it. They can't be like after he was sick already one day, and still the sickness didn't go away. Go out and announce in the streets, like this. To call the sanili lichtali. Whoever's my enemy, hates me, can start laughing. Because you should know I'm sick. But see, the prophet says, mefoleh vech latismach. Like, really, you're not supposed to laugh. But, or the rachamli, whoever loves me, all my people that like me, leboil I rachmi. They should come to daven to me. Because that's what Rebbe wanted, that's what Rava wanted when he got sick. It wasn't so important to him that people should come to him like a cholim. But the ikar is to daven for the cholim. That's very against one of the ikka part of the mitzvah. An ikka part of the mitzvah, back a chayla, is to daven for the chayla. Whether you daven right there in front of him when he's not looking, or right outside the room, but you're supposed to daven when you go to back a chayla. Secondly, what you're supposed to do is, like we learned from Rabbi Kiva, the ma'aser was, he went there and he was mechabdoi for ritzoi. He went to clean the room. Not like a mall when you have now people go to back a chayla. So the sick person here, this guy's come to visit me, okay. He has to get out of bed and make the beds and make the room and clean the whole house for his big shot to come to visit me. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that the person coming into Mavaka Chayla, you're supposed to help him. You're supposed to go and do his needs that he needs to make the room nicer, or at least help him along, different ways, give him good advice. You're supposed to go there to help him. Not only just to shmuz and give him a good time. That's also part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Adi is to masanech him, give him a good feeling, help him along, just talk to him. That's also a good zach. But part of the mitzvah, there are three parts to the mitzvah then. One part is stop talking, and giving him enjoyable time. Secondly is mechabdoi, ripsoi, to clean the house, to do things what he needs. And thirdly is to daven for him. Omar Rav. Whoever goes to Mavaka Chayla, he'll be saved from Gehenna. Shenamar the Pasuk says, Ashrei maskil el dal, v'yoyim ro, yomateyu Hashem. Could the person take care of a dal, that v'yoyim ro, yomateyu Hashem, Hashem will save him from v'yoyim ro, from Gehenna. Now, ein dal el chayla. What does it mean, a dal there, a poor person? It means a chayla, a sick person. Shenamar midala yivtzieni. Mashma, that when you're sick, you're also called like a dal. You're low. So here it says, Ashrei maskil el dal, whoever turns to a chayla, Hashem will save him from Gehenim. Inami min hedikro, or else from this pasuk, Madua ata kocho dal ben hamelech, bavoike bavoike. Like, how come you're sick every day like? You see, it calls Lashon of a sick person dal. And then the pasuk says, Hashem will save you, b'yem ro. Now, ein ro el Gehenim. Ro always means Gehenim. Shenem makoper l'Hashem l'maneyu. V'gam ro shel yem ro. So here said, you go b'vaka chayla, that's a skula to be saved from the awe of the fire of Gehenim. V'yem bika ma'ischaroi. What's going to be the reward if you go b'vaka chayla? For the Gemara, my...
Yeah, again, so he said, the Yabdika Maischar, if it does go Mubaka Chayla, what's the reward? For the Gemara Maischar, what's the reward? Could the Yom, we just got finished saying that Nitzo Medina Shigana will be safe from Yehenin. Elo, the question was like this, Maschara Berla Mazer, what reward will he have in this world? He has to be safe from Gehenna, that's in the next world. But what are you going to have in this world? That the Pasuk says, with Dashin, on this Pasuk, Hashem Yishmereyu, Hashem will watch you. V'yichayeh will keep you alive. V'yoshin to become rich. Glorious in the land. V'yatetneyu v'nefeshoyvav, Hashem won't let you go over to the enemy. What does that mean now? Hashem Yishmereyu m'yetzohara. Hashem will watch you from the Yetzohara. V'yichayeh m'nei Yisurim. Hashem will keep you alive means you're not going to have pains because of this mitzvah of Mubaka Cholim. If you go to Mubaka Cholim with somebody else, you can have all these brachas back. V'yoyshe boritz, she'yiyu akom eschabdim boy. Everybody will give you respect. V'yatetneya v'nevashoivav, she'izdam v'loy reyam kinamon. Sharip resratoi, that you'll be zeichet to have good friends that heal you. You're not going to have friends that behind your back will stab you, will take away your malchus from you. That's all this inyan we can have from the schus, the mitzvah of vikachel. Tanya Rabbi Shimon was a winner. If kids tell you to build something, or as kainim sasa and old people tell you no, break it down, he should know, shmal is kainim. Listen to the older people. It means a chshuv, the sadikim here. The Yatishmal Yeladim, don't listen to the young crop, young kids. Shebinyan Yeladim Stira, what the young kids push means they're Rishayim like, what they tell you to build is really breaking. Or Stira, the Cain and Binyan, what Gedolim, what would older people tell you to break down, that's called Binyan. The Simon Ladova Rechavam Ben Shleima, that Rechavam Ben Shleima listen to the young people instead of listening to the older people, and because listen to the young people, they took away the Malchus from him. There's no good to listen to the young kids, what she means the bad people. Omar Rav Shisha Brei de Ravidi. Loi lisut inish kitsira, a person should not go be Mavaka Choyla. Loi listen to me, don't go to him. The Midrash Rav says, loi yivakir, don't go to Mavaka Choyla, because Cholod and Vavim listen to Siyodo, don't go be Mavaka Choyla person, loi betlos the shor kud maisa, not in the first 3 hours of the day, for loi betlos the shor bas raisa, and not the last 3 hours of the day. Why not? That you may give up hope from davening for him. You may think he's a lost case. What does that mean? The first 3 hours of the day, usually even though a person is sick in the morning, he feels better. So if you're going to go be mevakeh chayla him the first 3 hours of the day, you're going to think he's a phony. The guy looked great, and you're not going to daven for him. You don't even think he's sick. But if you would come in the afternoon, then you see really he's sick. So therefore you shouldn't go to mevakeh chayla early in the morning. Because then the guy is going to look too well, and you may not daven for him. So like, yeah, we have to basraisa and talk of chulshei. Mashenka, the last 3 hours of the day, that's when the chela gets very, very sick. So you go then, you may think that he's so sick, there's no hope for him, so you may not daven for him if he gets well. So therefore, you're not supposed to go in the first 3 hours, not the last 3 hours, only the middle of the day. The local Lamaise has brought down that there's a hetter now to go anytime you want. And Hain Bezmanaz Alavai, you should go. In the morning, night, no excuses. But vice this thing, you know, Zoy Vait is not, Zoy Vait, we're not Marrakesh that much. Right. But that's wrong. If you have a choice, one to go back to Chayla, then you should go in the middle of the day. If you have a choice, then about the middle of the day is better to go. Alright, no, yeah, still, but I call upon him, you won't daven for him, though. Even, Pasha means here the guy is not that sick. Really, you're supposed to daven that he should get well. Because if you visit him so late at night, you're gonna think that the guy's mamish, finished already, so give up hope, you won't daven for him. So that's why you shouldn't go late at night, but rather go in the middle of the day, then you'll see that he's sick, and not that bad, that there's still hope for him, and then for sure you go to daven for him. Omar Rosen, Omar Rav. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch himself feeds the Chayla? Shenamar the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodeinu Alerish Davav.
Because Rav himself is feeding the person a leverage davar by the sick. The Yomar Ravin, Omar Rav, Minayin Shah Shchina Shruya Lamalam and Mitosa Shachela. How do we know that the Shchina Hashem Shchina is there? When a person is sick, the Shchina is on top of his bed. Shinam the Pasik says, Hashem Yisadenu Alevish Davav, the same thing. Hashem is there, his Shchina is there. And Tanya Nam Yochum, we learn about this also. That Hanichnas Levakim Eshachela. If somebody goes into Mavaka Chela, the Lachar is Lo Yeshiv Lo Yagabi Mita. You're not supposed to sit on the bed. Lo Yagabi Sasol. And not on a gaba sas, not on a stool. Lo yagabi kis, not on a chair. Ela misate v'yoshev agabi karka. Rather, you're supposed to sit down on the floor. V'nei shashchina shruya l'mala v'mitasa shachayla. Now here we're talking about the chayla himself was also on the floor. So it's like the shchina was on the floor. So it's not nice that you should be sitting up higher than the shchina. Now shenkim is man is there that the chayla is on a bed. He's also high up. So then there'll be nothing wrong to sit down if you go be mevakach chayla. Because the shchina is above you. Who are then you even allowed to sit on the bed? Just not on his head. Not by his head. Because by his head, that's where the shchina mamish is. Yeah. It's like not covered. The shchina is there. You're not supposed to sit like on top of the shchina. It's not covered to sit there. Or you shouldn't be sitting higher than the shchina. If the chayla is lower, so the shchina is lower, you shouldn't be sitting higher than that. It's not covered. Shinam Hashem is there, there is
Yeah.
The Ran says,
that's not nice. It'll come that you're sitting higher than the Mokam Hashchina. But if you're sitting the same level, like this man is there, Havada, when you go into Mavaka Chila today, you're allowed to sit down there.
So he's not supposed to sit right by his head. Yeah, v'yomar rovin, omar rav, mitra b'marova. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, sahad the rabba pras. You know how we know here in Pras that it rains, that the river Pras becomes very full. In other words, the rainwater of Eretz Yisrael comes down to Pras and makes it full up. And therefore, spageh tilchus mikvoyis if you can be table there or not. So locher is rainwater. You can only be table in rainwater when it's in a mikvah, when it's standing still. But when rainwater is traveling, zeichlin, you can't be table in rainwater. So therefore, when the rainwater comes into the river, and rove water in the river is rainwater, you can't be table in the river anymore. You can only be table in the river when rove of the water is not from the rainwater, but from the water that comes out from underneath, from the mikvah. This thing more says, a pligu de Shmuel, Yagaz and Shmuel. A pligu de Shmuel, the Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, the Shmuel, it's his own sheet there is, that holds, a Namaya, Metarim, Bezoichlin, not before. A pligu de Shmuel, the Yama Shmuel, Nahora, Mikipe, Mizbarach. Shmuel says, no, a Noah river always gets its nourishment, gets its flow of water from underneath, from the keeper, from the underground. So even if Pras becomes big now, because rainwater comes into it, but you should know there's more, it's getting bigger more from underneath, from the water coming in from the time. And that water could be Mitar B'Zeichlin. So therefore Shmuel says at all times, you could be Teivel in a Nar, even though there's a lot of rainwater there, and rainwater, you can't be Teivel while it's traveling, but I call upon it, most of the water there is water coming from well water, therefore you could be Teivel. Alright, we'll start this again tomorrow night. We'll start from the Sukkah. You're holding off Mem Omer Aleph, the bottom Gemara. Again, V'yomarovin Omerav, Mitra b'marovo, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, Sahada Rabba Pras, that the Edis in Pras means in Bovil, people in Bovil know that it rained a lot in Eretz Yisrael, even though it didn't rain in Bovil, because the rainwater comes down to the Pras, the river Pras, and it like overflows, it becomes very big. So therefore they know that it rained in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Negel Halacha? What's Negel Halacha is that now you can't toivel, you can't go to the mikveh in Pras, because since the rainwater is the majority, so the Halacha is that rainwater can only be metayer when it's the kovi v'kaima, when it's staying still, when it's ashburin. But when it's zeichlin, when it's moving, you can't be toivel in rainwater. Rainwater is possible when it's moving. So therefore, when this rainwater comes into the river, it's still moving, so you can't be table now in the river. So that's what it means to tell us. The Gemara says the pligi de Shmuel. Really, Rav and argues on Shmuel. The Yomar Shmuel, because Shmuel holds Nahara Mikipoy Mizbarach, that the Nahara River, even when it gets overflow, like a lot of rainwater comes in, still there's more water coming in from its well, from its underground. Like the Ran says, Opliga de Shmuel, the Yomar Shmuel, Nahara Mikipoy Mizbarach. Mikipoy means Miseloy, from its stone, or from its Ikka, from its well where it started out from. Kloima Mimkoroy, from its Ikka, its main point. Hum is Gadol. That's where it becomes big from. Even though we see when the rain comes down, that's when the river becomes big, but you should know, the main reason why it gets wider and big is because the water from the underground comes up. And who could Armina Perak say that Tainus? That's what the Gemara says in Tainus. There's no tefach of rain that comes down from upstairs. Shein tahoim, oilu lekros etzivchayim. That the tahoim, the underground, gives off two tefachim of water. Therefore, that's what Shmuel holds. So according to Shmuel, it would always be mutter to be tevil in the nor. Because even though there's a lot of rainwater there, but there's more water there from the underground, from its well. And the well water, that could be tevil even when it's moving. In other words, a real river, a real ocean, you could be tevil there. Because that water started out from a well, from the ikka, from the ground itself. Water that started out from the ground, it could be tor even bezeichlin when it's traveling. It's only rainwater, you can't be tevil in rainwater when it's moving. Like when it goes on the mountains and comes down, even if there's one big puddle there that has more than a boyim saw, but since the water is coming through, keep on traveling, you can't be tevil there. Here, when the rainwater goes into the river, if there's more rainwater there than the river, so it's possible to be tevil. That's what Robin said, but Shmuel holds no, it's mutter to be tevil, because the water is mainly because of its ikka, because of its well, the underground. Now the Gemara says, you should know, a pligi de Shmuel ad Shmuel. Now we even have a spear in Shmuel himself. The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel himself says, Ein Hamayim Mitayrim B'Zeichlin. Water is not tar B'Zeichlin when it's running. In other words, Pashto means the river. When could you be tevil in the river when it's running?